Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This episode, I'm going to bring to you four different books that you could read over break or anytime over the course of the next coming year that will help you with your leadership, in your personal life and professional life, and one just for fun. Winter is my favorite time to sit down and start a fire and play some jazz in the background and just sit and read. I don't know about you or how you do, but I'm not really good at reading for long periods of time. I'm good for about an hour, 90 minutes, then I start to doze off. And frankly, I just love it when I fall asleep with the fire going and music playing and then wake up and start reading right again. So I have four different books for you to consider over your break, and each of the four books has a different purpose. The first book is called Big Potential by Sean Acker. It is a great text about your mindset, about pursuing happiness. The one chapter I want to talk to you about from this book is chapter 6. Now, the entire book is great, but chapter 6 is Defend Against Negative Influences, Protecting the System Against Attacks. What I really like about this book in general is it really talks about just the power of positivity, looking for small connections in your day. But in chapter 6, what I really like about it is it talks about the really important strategy of negative energy coming at you and then you capturing that negative energy and turning it so that you take that momentum and you drive it into more powerful and positive energy for yourself and others. Sean Acker's book here, Big Potential, How Transforming the Pursuit of Success Raises Our Achievement, Happiness, and Well-Being, is a really strong text and a great follow-up to one of his other great books, The Happiness Advantage. Sean Acker's book, Big Potential, is something I would strongly suggest you read over break because it will help you personally, but it will also help you professionally. It's a text where you'll find yourself reading a chapter, putting it down, reflecting, acting on the different pieces, and looking for ways in which to change who you are so that you can change for others. My second book for you is called Talk Like TED. Yeah, it's not about me. It's about the website, the TED Talk website, and the videos that you can find on YouTube. What I like about this book by Carmen Gallo is that it breaks down how to do the absolute best presentations in three parts, using emotion, novel, and memorable. So it's emotional, novel, and memorable. Those are the three parts of the text. And then there are 9 rules within the book. Unleash the master within, master the art of storytelling, have a conversation, teach me something new, deliver jaw-dropping moments, lighten up, have some fun, stick to the 18-minute rule, paint a mental picture with multi-sensory experiences, and finally, stay in your lane. What's great about this is the book really walks you through how to present yourself in an 18-minute period of time so that you make a difference in the lives of others, which, as we know, is what leadership is all about. It teaches you the skills in order to tell your story so that your story can change those that you impact and work with on a daily basis. If we are truly servants for others in our mission for leadership, this type of a text helps us get to the point, deliver messages that stick, and finally, create memorable experiences that inspire others to do great things for those around them. My third book is a history book. Now, I know everybody doesn't geek out like I do on history books, but one of my favorite historical authors is Doris Kearns Goodwin. You can see her on TV all the time, pontificating about presidents and leadership, but I love her writing. Her writing comes from a voice of engagement and awe and discovery. And when you read history books, there are those who write by dropping Latin terms all of the time and this primary source of blah, 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 blah. Doris Kearns Goodwin uses great historical examples. She writes in a manner in which that you stay engaged and that you can apply what you learn from reading her books. Her most recent book is called Leadership in Turbulent Times and focuses on the 4 presidents that she has spent the most time researching and understanding. What I love about the book is that it breaks it down, just like the other two, into 3 sections that allow you to grow personally and professionally, and academically. The first section is called Ambition and the Recognition of Leadership. Walks through Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, and Lyndon Johnson. And it's just really cool how she breaks down all of the different ways in which ambition and recognition has supported their leadership. The second section of the book is called Adversity and Growth. And there's a chapter in here about Abraham Lincoln says, "I must die or be better." And it really breaks down all of the different ways in which, again, these four presidents approach leadership in turbulent times. But the Lincoln chapter is really solid, and I would suggest reading, obviously, the whole book, but I think you'll love that chapter. And then the final section is The Leader and the Times, How They Led. What's really wild here is because she focuses on four presidents, a president in the 19th century, a president at the turn of the 20th century, and two 20th century presidents, both dealing with great amounts of turbulence. She breaks down how Franklin Roosevelt really was a turnaround leader at a time where our nation faced great peril, how Teddy Roosevelt faced crisis and crisis management by taking on labor and unions for the coal strike, and how Lyndon Johnson really was a visionary, and she focuses on how he approached civil rights in order for him to both memorialize John F. Kennedy, but truly make a difference in the United States, and how he had to pivot as a leader because of the situation in order to do things great for others. So again, the third book is Leadership in Turbulent Times by Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's a great read, and I think you'll truly enjoy it. Now, my last book here for you is fun. And it's not really a leadership book as much as it is a great opportunity to be entertained and hear some really cool different ways in which leadership can be found in something we normally wouldn't think about. So I think we've all heard of Winnie the Pooh, but do we know the real story of Winnie the Pooh? Well, if you don't, you need to read Winnie's Great War by Lindsay Maddock and Josh Greenhut. It is really cool. Now, it's a juvenile novel, so it's not like a big, thick, hard-to-read text, but it is the story of a little bear from Winnipeg, Canada, and its journey over to Great Britain during World War I. I had no idea that Winnie the Pooh was actually based upon a real bear in a zoo. That was actually a little bear brought over from Canada. The real Winnie the Pooh, or Winnie, was actually a mascot for the Canadian Army. So cool. This book will bring you back to your childhood. It'll be a really great read if you read it with young kids. And I also think it's a very cool gift for, 11 to 13-year-olds who might be interested in that type of history. But more importantly, kind of like the old Peter Pan series that did the pre and post Peter Pan, this Winnie the Pooh book is a really neat introduction to why everybody liked Winnie, how Winnie was inspiring, and how Winnie, the actual real Winnie, helped inspire a generation of men and women who fought in World War I. So those are the four books that I would recommend over break. Big Potential by Sean Acker, Talking Like Ted, Leadership in Turbulent Times by Doris Kearns Goodwin, and Winnie's Great War. So I have no reflective questions for you this week, except for this. Over break, what will you do in order to grow yourself professionally, personally, and academically? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, please feel free to share this on your social media platform to help me help others grow in their leadership. The four books I talked about today in this episode are really texts that are very different, but I would suggest you starting at least with one of them. And if you're only going to read one of them, well, you definitely got to read Sean Acker's book. I also want to thank the Wellpennies for their music and remind you that on January 25th, they're releasing their newest album. Be a great post-holiday break purchase. And last, thank you. Thank you for listening. And over break, pick one of these texts to help you grow personally, professionally, and academically. There are so many times in which I am serving other people that they ask me, where did you read this or where did you learn this? That I find myself carrying around little sheets of paper with, here's this book and here's that book. So like I did 6 months ago from the deck in my backyard, I'm coming to you from the living room this time with these four texts, the great jazz music in the background, and the opportunity for you to grow. Remember, if you're really going to be Buffalo and you're going to charge in the storm on behalf of others, you have to work every day to strengthen your skills, strengthen your body and your mind. And it's any type of text, any type of exercise will help you get there. Because when other people need you most, it's not necessarily that you have to be your strongest, but you have to be ready to go so that you can charge into the storm optimistically to serve others.
There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take